AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI is supporting the CIA's conclusion Russia interfered in the presidential election with the goal of supporting Donald Trump. In a message sent to employees, CIA Director John Brennan says he had spoken with FBI Director James Comey and James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence. At a news conference at the White House, President Obama says a warning in October, about a month before Election Day, about hacking wasn't meant to be political.
I wanted to make sure that everybody understood we were playing this thing straight, that we weren't trying to advantage one side or another.
The president hopes that President-elect Trump is worried about possible hacking from Russia and elsewhere.
My hope is that the president-elect is going to similarly be concerned with making sure that we don't have potential foreign influence in our election process.
And last night in New York, Hillary Clinton told donors Russian interference is the reason she lost. She cited a personal beef with Russian President Vladimir Putin. After 5 years of deadlock, the UN Security Council continues to wrestle with the violence in Syria.
The Security Council scheduled yet another emergency meeting on Syria to figure out how to restart efforts to evacuate thousands of civilians trapped in the ruined city of Aleppo. Ban Ki-moon addressed the issue in stark terms at the outset of his final news conference as Secretary General.
The carnage in Syria remains a gaping hole in the global conscience. Aleppo is now a synonym for hell.
New Zealand's ambassador said if the council, which has been hamstrung by Russian vetoes, can't act, the matter needs to be brought before the 193-nation General Assembly, where no one has a veto. But General Assembly actions are not considered binding. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Pentagon says a Chinese warship stole an unmanned Navy drone in the South China Sea. It was collecting unclassified scientific data. The U.S. wants the drone back. Stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials up only 2 points. This is AP Radio News. At least 16 people were arrested following disruptions in the North Carolina legislative building in Raleigh. The AP's Meg Kennard reports there are tensions as the Republican-controlled legislature tries to limit the power of the governor.
In North Carolina, the governor has the power to appoint members to commissions and agencies. And as the incoming governor will be a Democrat, the Republican-dominated legislature is attempting to get through some legislation that would take those powers away from him.
Roy Cooper defeated GOP incumbent Governor Pat McCrory in North Carolina last month. First Lady Michelle Obama says the recent presidential election reinforces her view that her husband's administration was able to inspire hope.
We feel the difference now.
Yeah.
See, now we're feeling what not having hope feels like.
Mrs. Obama told Oprah Winfrey on the Oprah Winfrey Network, the White House needs a grown-up. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.